It's been more than a week since Sandy hit New Jersey and New York, but the people battered by the storm are facing serious hardships. And now residents who are still in recovery mode are facing the arrival of a new, albeit weaker, storm, which is now hitting the northeast coast of the United States. But in South Brooklyn, in the South Brooklyn neighborhood of Sunset Park, Hurricane Sandy may forever be remembered as the storm that brought people together. And that is especially apparent at St. Jacoby's Lutheran Church, where the Occupy movement has moved in. Gary Mills is the pastor at St. Jacoby's. We reached him in Brooklyn.
Pastor Gary, can you describe what it looks like these days in your church?
Our sanctuary seats 400 people. It is the back half of it. The last 15 pews on each side of the sanctuary are right now, I'm actually walking out of there, out of my office, covered with black bags that are filled with blankets, and they're probably 6 to 7 feet high on each side. The basement is a space that's 50 feet by about 80 feet. It's filled with tables of food, as well as a couple of stations that are making sandwiches, and things like construction gloves, flashlights, and batteries. This morning, it was actually empty. This afternoon, it's full. The sanctuary was empty this morning as well, and this has been happening every day.
You're just being hit with some bad weather this afternoon and this evening. Has that brought a lot of people in?
It's brought some people in. What has happened for Occupy and for St. Jacoby, we are actually a distribution center. Things are brought here. Even Red Cross is bringing things here, like all these blankets in the sanctuary from Red Cross. So things come in throughout the day. And then by about 9 or 9:30 at night, everything is out. Today, however, that won't happen because of safety. The roads are icy now. We're not sending our drivers out. We have about 200 people who are volunteering from around the country with their own vehicles, in addition to a couple of fire departments here in Brooklyn who are doing some distribution. And we're not sending people out this afternoon into areas where there's still not electricity because of the danger. The roads are slippery and having no traffic lights and no street lights. And it's dark now here at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow. This area, your neighborhood of Sunset Park, who lives there? Can you describe the community?
It's about a quarter white, long-time Brooklynites, second, third, fourth generation Brooklynites. And the rest of that is, you divide that other three-quarter pretty much equally between Latinos, principally Mexicans and Puerto Ricans, and then people from China, Fujianese and mainland Chinese. So those two communities, Chinese and Latinos, split the other three-quarters. So working class and immigrant.
And your church has become a place for people to congregate, to help others, and to get this distribution out. It's being referred as being part of Occupy Sandy. Is St. Jacoby part of the Occupy movement then?
St. Jacoby has not been, but as a congregation, we have always opened the doors to the communities in need, and Occupy knows that. We have a 24/7, the congregation doors are open with other things for the community. So a couple of people from Occupy knew about that, and they contacted us and asked if we could possibly offer some space for them to begin to do what they're doing. Our other group said, this is more important than us at this point, so let's stand back and let Occupy take our space, and that's what's happened.
Wow. We've heard this in other places, too, where the Occupy movement is occupying Sandy and actually, in many places, outperforming organizations like Red Cross and disaster relief. Is that kind of what you're seeing?
It is what we're seeing, particularly with Red Cross, which really troubles me, Carol, because Red Cross is a wonderful organization and has done great things, you know. And I'm hearing from people out in the field, whether it's in Staten Island or New Jersey or out on the South Shore of Queens and into the South Shore of Long Island, that Red Cross just isn't showing up. That's what I'm hearing from people.
What about government itself? What about FEMA, which is the disaster relief agency in the United States? Are you seeing any evidence of them?
Present. Yes, they are. Yeah, FEMA is present. Of course, you know, they have such a different job, if you will, than smaller organizations or distribution organizations like Red Cross or Occupy. But FEMA is present.
Has Hurricane Sandy exposed the weaknesses, the places where the government institutions and groups like the Red Cross are not functioning as they once were?
It has to some degree, yes, but I would not want to make that a blanket statement. I think it's a little early yet. I think it's time will tell. You know, I think the government, both the city, state, and federal government, it took a week to get lights up, and lights have gone off in other parts now that we're on because of this nor'easter coming in. But they had so many of the infrastructure things to work on immediately that the direct assistance to people did not get taken care of. Where they're falling down, in my opinion, Carol, is they're not moving people out of the apartments and the homes that are damaged and destroyed. You know, somewhere between 20 and 40,000. I don't know what the exact number is. I don't know that anyone does. But Mayor Bloomberg says between 20 and 40,000 people are right now homeless, and they're not moving them into any place. I don't know that there are places to move them to. But that's where I think the government has fallen down, is moving displaced people.
And where do you think those people are right now?
They're staying in. I mean, we're hearing all kinds of stories about the tenement houses and the public housing projects, particularly in Queens and in Staten Island, where people are still staying in those, even though there's no services, no electric, no gas, no heat. People are going into shelters. Of course, a lot of our schools were used as shelters last week. The school went into session again on Monday. So all of those people have been moved out of the schools. I don't know where they're going.
How much longer do you think that St. Jacoby will be involved in this, and that Occupy will be helping you do it?
Actually, I just had a meeting with four of the leaders of Occupy right before you called, and I asked that same question, and we talked about it. We have a sense, unless the government and other private agencies like Red Cross and so forth can really step in quickly, we'll be going for another 6 to 8 weeks, at least doing this amount of things, because winter is coming upon us. People are homeless, people are hungry, and we need to reach out to feed and clothe and walk with them.
Pastor Gary, I wish you strength, and I hope you get the support you need, and it's really good to talk to you. Thank you.
And to you, thank you so much for all of your assistance and your help care. All the blessings to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Gary Mills is the pastor at St. Jacoby's Lutheran Church. We reached him earlier today in Brooklyn, New York.